Roger that. Right now, I got 21 Trail Boss. I bought that new. It's got that rubber coating on the frame. I don't know if it's a new thing or if they've been doing that, but I mean, it was still tacky when I picked it up. Like, you could touch it, it had some tack to it. But it fits there most of the time. I do all my errands in my work truck. You know, I'm doing probably 95% of what I do. The rest is fishing and hunting. You know, that's pretty much all I use the truck for camping. But it's got that rubberized coating, and in some areas it is kind of coming off, and you can see a little bit of surface rust, so I don't know. It's sitting too long, I think.
Well, the key to that is to, spray the salt off before you park it and keep it somewhere dry, and preferably heated. But, you know, we can't baby the pickup trucks always. You know, my mind changed on a lot of that stuff when I realized that, hey, the P30 also has juice brakes. But if you redid all your lines and went with stainless lines, and you're always going to have to replace the rubber ones. But switch over to a silicone instead of alcohol-based brake, and you'll have less component issues. And then when I reassemble everything with a nuclear-grade NICs. Hey, do you work on heat pumps too and boilers as well? Are you certified for boilers?
I used to be a manufacturing rep for Bell & Gossett, which is real big into hydronics, and took care of a lot of the warranty stuff too, but sized up equipment, this and that, whatever. So I'm fairly well with boilers, but we deal with a lot of the components and controls and pretty much every aspect. That was all commercial, industrial, like cooling towers too, and stuff like that, hospitals, schools, you name it.
Yeah, them cooling towers are kind of interesting stuff. The water is a great, people think it's like a great heat storage, but it's not. It's a great heat mover. When you do evaporative stuff like that, it'll dump that heat that way too. With phase change, you can move a lot of energy with it too. But it's not a great heat storage. But man, I'll tell you what, don't take much of that crap, and it don't have to flow very fast to move an awful lot of heat.
Oh yeah, no kidding. And it can be a decent heat source if you're pulling it from, some loops in the ground, geothermal type stuff, but I don't know. I remember in school I wrote a paper on geothermal, and I don't know, I think if someone else installs it and then you move into the property, you're sitting pretty good.
Right, I was going to ask you about phase change, but the loops, if you got it flowing well, that's a different ballgame. I mean, that stuff can probably be up to 800-900% efficient over electric, which is 100% efficient, but now the rates are high. So, it can be great if you've got running water like that for cooling, too. I was wondering about phase change because they're using propane in a lot of stuff. I was wondering about doing phase change in something like that if you could use flat plate heat exchangers and shrink the system down and put it outside in a small utility building.
W8CMN, repeat.
Well, I'm sure you could pretty much do anything you put your mind to. But explain that one more time, what you wanted to do. You said phase change?
Well, yeah, with instead of Freon, where you got the liquid to vapor, a lot of refrigerators, they're even putting the propane as the phase change instead of Freon or those type of liquid gas phase change materials. But I was wondering, because I would put that whole thing outside, and then do a tank like in the crawl, not crawl, but the basement, and then do the exchange out there, and then tie it in with a heat storage type system. Just one of those ideas I had rattling around in my empty skull, you know?